بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على رجل واضع رجله على صفحة شاة وهو يحد شفرة وهي تلحظ إليه ببصرها قال أفلا قبل هذا أو أتريد أن تميتها موتتين. We are just discussing the etiquette of slaughtering the animals with extreme kindness. We explained yesterday the bulk of what is required. Here again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically explained when he saw a person who had the animal down with his one leg on the side of the animal, and while the animal was down, he's sharpening his knife over the head of the animal. The animal is staring at the knife being sharpened. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disapproved of this. He said, "Afala qabla hadha? Why didn't you prepare before this? Do all this before. Don't cause unnecessary stress and difficulty to the animal. Do you want to cause this animal a double death?" Meaning, these animals, they have some level of understanding. The akal is not like man's akal, but it knows that something is happening here, and I'm going to go through some difficulty now. So you're making that animal stressed for no reason. Try, and to the best of your ability, be swift. Once you take the animal and lay it down, then within a few seconds, you are over with the procedure of slaughtering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith commanded that the knife must be sharpened, and you should not slaughter in front of other animals. In many, many places, this is not observed. This is a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that other animals should not see the fellow animals from the flock being slaughtered. Sheep and goats, cattle, they are herd animals. They can't stay alone. They have that understanding, they have emotions, they have feelings also. So if you are going to slaughter in front of the other animals, then you are going to stress them out also. You are going to put them through a certain level of emotional distress. So you should make sure that that parda, whatever needs to be put up, is there in its place. Even to the extent that the blood also, that is removed. These animals have that some type of understanding. وَإِذَا ذَبَحَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُجْهِزْ. When you slaughter, then you should be hasty. Slaughtering should be fast. You shouldn't be wasting time. And as we said yesterday, no chances allowed. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains with regards to killing for sport. مَا مِنْ إِنسَانٍ يَقْتُلُ أُسْفُورًا فَمَا فَوْقَهَا بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهَا إِلَّا يَسْأَلُهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَنْهَا. If a person is killing a sparrow, any small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unjustly, meaning for sport. Children take slings, they kill pigeons sometimes, they kill birds. Or they got a pellet gun. Or for fun, people are just shooting for fun. Like we find in certain sports, shooting ducks, etc. Just for fun, for no reason. Allah ta'ala will question you and you'll be taken to task that this life you took without any right, you took the life of this animal. Why did you do that? And Allah Pak knows best what a person will have to face on the day of Qiyamah for that. So Sahaba asked, okay, what is a just way of taking the life of the animal? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you're going to eat it, then you can hunt it. You can hunt it. If you're going to eat it, you're going to slaughter it thereafter. And also, you do not chop the animal's head off. You're slaughtering the animal, then you must not chop its head off. That is not allowed in the deen of Islam. Don't torture the animal unnecessarily. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma ra'a rajulan yashabu shatan. He saw a man dragging a goat by its leg to slaughter it. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, rather not Ibn Umar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu himself. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu himself, he said to the man, "Waylak, woe to you. Qudha ila al-mawti qawlan jameela." You're taking it to slaughter, you're taking it now to take its life. So take it with some dignity. Don't drag this animal like some people walking in the front, and that animal is falling, its head is dragging on the floor, its side is dragging on the floor, it is walking like it's a sack of some grain or something, they're just dragging it. No. You should take it with honor, with respect. If you cannot move, carry it also. In the last hadith of this chapter that I want to discuss today, inna jazzaran. It is narrated that A butcher, fataha baban ala shatin, he opened the pen for the animal, liyadbaha, to slaughter it, so it ran away. Hatta jaat in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he ran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this goat. Fattaba'aha, and this butcher ran after it, he caught it, and he started to drag it, like we explained above. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this whole scene. He tells the animal, the goat, isbiri li amrillah. Be patient over the command of Allah. Allah created you for this purpose, that you must serve men, you must offer your meat, your flesh, and you have to be slaughtered for this. So make sabr for that. Wa anta ya jazaran, oh butcherman, fasukha sokan rafiqa. Be kind when you take this animal to the place of slaughter. Don't drag it like this. Have some mercy on this animal. Be kind and take it in a dignified manner. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our qurbani, give us the tawfiq to do it in the correct manner according to the sunnah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.